Aloha, everybody. This is Jennifer O'Neill. It's been a while since I've been on Hawaii Psychic Radio. I actually have a new radio station that I've been working with, Soul DNA Radio. So if any of you are listening out there and wonder where I've been, I've been doing a lot of really great interviews with people, some astrologers, animal communicators, and that sort of thing. All quality healers and intuitives and metaphysical people on that Soul DNA Radio. So if you're wondering what's been happening, that's one thing that I've been doing. Another thing is I've been doing some workshops here in Hawaii and doing my readings and my blog posts. And if any of you are listening and you are not on my blog posts, that's something that you might want to get on. If you're on my Facebook as one of my Facebook friends and you like the quotes I do, you definitely want to check out my blog post. It's jenniferopsychic.blogspot.com. That's jenniferopsychic.blogspot.com. I do some really cool posts, and I'm actually doing, I did one not very long ago related to what we're talking about today. And today we are going to talk about the calendar of 2012 and what's happening with all of that. I did a webinar recently, and that's another thing that I'm doing more of is webinars and workshops and all those things. If you're interested, definitely email me if you want to know, or a lot of that stuff's on Facebook. You can email me at jennifer@jenniferlpsychic.com. But anyways, I did a webinar recently on what's happening with this new energy that's coming into the coming around the earth, coming with everybody. Everybody's starting to feel it. Coming with the end of the 2011, beginning of the 2012 era. And the reason I wanted to talk about that is because it's doing a number of different things. People are starting to realize, I think, that the world is not coming to an end. And they're trying to understand what that means with the Mayan calendar and all those things that are happening. And they're starting, I think, to really notice across the board that it is not, again, the world's coming to an end. It's the end of a consciousness era. And so then nobody really cares. Then they're like, okay, well, the world's not coming to an end, so awesome, don't need to care about it anymore. But some of the things that they are noticing is it seems to be having an effect on people's physical body and things that they're doing, and they don't relate it to 2012. They just relate it to they're feeling different, they're feeling unfocused, they're feeling a little bit off, and so they don't really know what it is. And most of the time, which I find interesting, is people just think it's just them. They don't think that it's across the board this way. I'm seeing a blanket of people that are having the same issues. And so I wanted to address that a little bit. Like I said, it's addressed in the webinar, but I'm going to go over it a little bit here. And if you have any questions, please feel free to call in. My call-in number is 760-283-0832. People have emailed me and asked me about children and how that it's going to affect their kids. And the really cool thing about that is the longer that you've been on this earth, I guess I just want to say, you know, 25 years and up, the longer that you've been, your body has adjusted to a different vibration or a different energetic vibration with the earth. We all vibrate at the same frequency as earth in different areas. So what happens is as the earth changes vibration, then we have to change vibration with it. And so imagine that you're just kind of coded way different, I guess I want to say. And if you've been born, like, let's say you're 40 like me, or, you know, 50 or 60 or 30, you've been here a lot longer, so you have had to adjust a lot further with the energetic adjustment. In other words, like kids that are babies or even kids that are teenagers, they're having a really easy time to adjust to this energy change because they haven't been here as long. So, excuse me, when they come in to the earth and the energy is different, it's, how do I want to say, it's more closely linked to the time that they came in. The energy has already had been adjusting so far, and they come in and they're already at that adjustment period. They have less further to go. It's kind of like if you're running a 100-yard dash and we came in at the zero and we have to run the 100 yards and they're coming in at like the last 10 yards. They don't have much far to go, so it doesn't affect their system very much. So if you have kids, they're really doing a wonderful job of just coming into this new energy on their own and just rolling with it. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more because these energy shifts that we're having, why should it even matter? Why does it matter to you? Is because it actually is affecting the chakra system. And the chakra system is really what sort of is the stability or the power points, I guess I want to say, of your spiritual and your physical body. That's where the energy sources kind of blend the spiritual and the physical together. It's kind of where we come together. So why is it affecting the chakra system? Well, because the chakra system is very hypersensitive to energies. That's what it runs off of. It directs energy in your body. And so it knows, you know, which parts need what. Imagine it kind of like a power plant, I guess I want to say, like a power plant of a city. And it sort of directs the energy out, and you can imagine your chakra system sort of being the circuit board or whatever, and it has to know how much to put out in what areas and what's going to run something more effectively, and if like one area of the city, the power's out, you kind of need to fix that, make sure that circuit's flowing again correctly in order to get all the power flowing to that area of the city. And so that's why it's affecting your chakra system, because the chakra system deals with energy. It's kind of your power point, your place that all of that is directed from in your body. And as your energetic system has to adjust to the energetic system of the earth, then, you know, it all works as one component. One of the chakras that are getting the most affected, again, which is what I talked about in the webinar, is across the board, I'm noticing that your third chakra is really being affected by this. And why would it be your third chakra? Well, this is kind of interesting because the third chakra represents power. And it's located in the solar plexus over the adrenal glands. And that's where you get those butterfly feelings if you're feeling nervous. When the third chakra isn't feeling confident and it's not feeling, you know, really powerful, that's what happens, is you feel nervous. And if it's not grounded, you get that flighty feeling that brings your energy up instead of down. And so it stimulates and awakens us to a heightened sensitivity. When you're grounded, this energetic field or your third chakra, in that energy that comes in, can be empowering and vitalizing. When you're not grounded, you may get a flurry of undirected energy. And that's sort of what we're seeing across the board, is this flurry of undirected energy. So that's really important to understand why we're getting that. And why is everybody ungrounded? That's going to be the next question, because people are wondering, how can it affect so many people, you know, at one time, to where they're all potentially having their third chakra affected? And just keep in mind, everybody's system is always balancing itself. You will have things that will throw you out of balance. People talk about it all the time. I just feel weird. I don't feel like myself. And, you know, why do I feel just kind of off? Why do I feel off kilter? What's happening? Or they don't even say it to anybody, but they just don't feel quite right that day. And, you know, everybody can only say, I feel out of balance. Everybody knows what it is, as far as they can tell when their body's feeling out of balance, but they don't know what it is. They don't know why they're feeling that way. They just want to try to correct it. Well, the really amazing, cool thing is your body will naturally try to connect that. Naturally try to fix that. Your body naturally knows how to balance that. For instance, I spoke with someone the other day who was, I knew, was having issues with a second chakra area, and long story short, they ended up having like a bladder type thing that they needed to, their body was forcing them to drink more water. Well, the interesting thing about that, one little known fact that people don't realize, is water is very grounding and helps balance your second chakra. And so then as I went to talk to this person more and more, they started realizing and understanding that they were having a lot of issues related to that second chakra area. So, you know, it's something that your body naturally will try to adjust to. It naturally knows what it needs to help sort of balance out that energetic system. So you guys don't have to freak out or like be going, oh my gosh, you know, my third chakra's out and how do I fix it? And what if I can't fix it? And, you know, or what about my other chakras? Because like I said, you're coming into balance and then getting off balance all the time. It's just, it's natural. It's kind of the natural flow of the universe. And just according to what stress you're under, what you're eating, you know, all these different things. So it will naturally try to balance itself. But the only reason I'm really bringing this up is so that you can just be a little bit more aware of what's happening and how to help balance that system if you want to on a quicker scale. And so I'm going to get into that a little bit more, but it looks like we have a question from somebody, and I'm going to see if I can help them really quick. Aloha. 647? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, do you have a question?
Yes. I was. Are you doing readings today?
Yeah, I'll be doing a few. What can I help you with?
I wanted to know if I will hear really good news and just hear from my son casually. He's on his own now, so I was wondering if I'll ever hear from him soon.
If you'll hear from him soon, it feels like that you guys are sort of on rocky terms.
I'm not, but he possibly is, which is okay. I understand being a teenager. So,
right.
It feels like
that you'll hear from him in about within the next 2 months. So, yeah, he's there's a lot of things going on with that, though, that he's going to have to work through, because he feels like it's definitely on rocky terms, or he's kind of, I don't know if you guys had an argument or what happened, but he's feeling pretty upset about something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think it's not just on my part. I think it's just school and trying to find work. You know, like, they think about everything, where
mm-hmm.
they're going to go in life and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I send emails once a week, and I'm wondering if that's helping with the communication.
Well, you can still send emails and be supportive. I'm still feeling like he's sort of a little bit frustrated, so I don't know if you've been one of the people that, like, as moms, we tend to want to help them do everything, you know. We tend to want to help, and that's just what we do, and they don't really understand that because they don't have any kids, right?
Yeah.
But for teenagers, that can feel a little smothering or something, and especially if you have different interests, they can start feeling like, well, you're not listening or you're not paying attention. And so I feel like he's trying to separate himself a little bit from you just to be more independent, and there's some frustration on his part there. So just allow him to work through that and just be supportive in the emails, not saying, well, are you finding something, and, you know, this and that. Just more basically back off a little bit and just say, love you, call me when you can, or, you know, check in every once in a while, or something that just is lighter for him, okay?
Yeah, that's what I did in my last email. It's Thanksgiving, and
yes.
I wanted to just say hi and maybe go for coffee sometime.
Yeah, good. Just keep it light like that, and then just keep checking in, and he'll work through it after a little while.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for the heads up. You too. Thank you.
Okay. You have a good day. All right. Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay. We have another question here. Area code 818. Can I help you?
Hi, aloha.
Aloha.
I thank you for taking my call. I'm Diane, and I have an issue with my sister. We're constantly bickering back and forth. She invited me last week to a holiday meal, and I really, truly didn't go because I was so busy at work. But I'm wondering if I blew it and if she thinks I'm upset with her. Do you see her maybe inviting me for Thanksgiving or any time in the future?
You know, she'll invite you sometime in the future, but she's mad, which I am thinking that you already know, you know.
Well, I'm sensing it, yeah. But
yeah, because the thing is with you guys is you really push each other's buttons.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you kind of, and don't take this in the wrong way because I don't mean this in a bad way, but you guys are so alike that...
We are. We're opposite, yes.
That you push each other's buttons, and you react in the same way. And so if you imagine having the same person battling with the same person, you don't get anywhere because you're both, you know what I mean? You're handling.
Are you saying we're so much alike that we just bounce off the same negativity? Got it, because we feel the same way. Interesting.
Well, and just because, like, if one of you says something, push each other's buttons, the other one gets defensive, your guys' action and reaction is the same. So you end up having, it's like you don't get anywhere because you battle against yourself. And then one says something, the other one, you know what I mean? It's like like a tennis match. You just go back and forth and back and forth and nothing gets resolved. And so in order to have this just be healthier, and you two, you get a little temper in there. So when you get defensive, you know, and that's not a bad thing. It's just what you do, right? So the way to calm that down a little bit is, I think that, you know, the simple fact of the matter is this: she is a little bit upset. You probably could have got out of work, but you didn't. So send her an email, send her a call. And just say, look, I really, you know, I'm just reaching out to you. I'm double checking. Please don't be mad about this. And I really enjoy being, you know, in your life or whatever. And I hope that we can get together for the next holiday. And I think that'll smooth things over if you reach out and do something like that. Okay?
I love that solution. I thank you. Gosh, it's so easy. And I'm going to take your advice. Blessings.
Yeah, if you do it like that, and she'll sense the sincereness, and she'll be like, oh, okay, well, that was totally cool, and I get that, you know, she'll appreciate it.
I'm so glad. I am. I can't wait. I'm going to do it today.
All right, you have a wonderful day. All right, bye-bye. All right, we have a lot of callers coming in here. We have a caller 917. Can I help you?
Hi. Can you please tell me what you see for my relationship?
Okay, can you be a little bit more specific on what's happening with that?
We've had ups and downs. We're having an up now, and I just wanted to know, is it going to keep on being good, or...
You married?
Yeah.
Okay, because it feels like you're married. And, you know, it does feel like... It feels like you guys have a lot of control over this, just FYI. And yeah, it feels like it'll continue to be good. What I want to say, and this is something important for everybody to notice or to hear, so I'm glad you asked this question, is people have way, way more control in their relationship than they think that they have. And number two, women have way more control in their relationship than they think that they have, across the board, hands down. And you are no different, because I feel like you really set the tone for this relationship in a lot of different ways, and I don't think you realize you do. So here's an example. Most of the time when I ask women, let's say that you've had a really wonderful day and your husband comes home very cranky, and it doesn't matter how cranky he is, because you've decided, you know what, I've had a great day. And, you know, he comes in the door and you're like, hey, honey, and you just are such in a good mood, and you make him dinner and you just want to talk, and you're really enjoying him being there. What usually happens? His mood will change, correct? Now, wait, I'm not done with this scenario. So let's say that you're having a crappy day. And so what happens is you usually have a good night in that scenario, right? Let's say you're having a really crappy day. You're mad. Your husband comes home. He's had the best day at work, but you're ticked off about something, whatever it was. Wasn't him necessarily, but whatever. You're mad, okay? You're upset. And he comes home, and he's in a great mood, and you're ticked at the world. What normally happens is you don't get in a better mood because the husband's in a better mood. Normally, that will set the tone for the night. Husband will come in the door. You'll be ticked because they put shoes somewhere or did this or said that or whatever. And so now what happens to your night? Usually, it goes in the crapper. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, are you getting this? Now, women, when I tell them this, almost 99.9% of women will go, oh, my God, you're right. Like, that would totally happen in my house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want women to realize. When they set the tone to the relationship, I'm not kidding. They set the tone because women tend to hold grudges. They tend to be way more hypersensitive as far as their emotions, and they take things way more personally usually. Now, there's an occasional, you know, 2 to 3% of the time where the guy is just very overbearing and not like this, but this is not this way in your case, okay? So
okay,
I'm
can
saying...
Can I ask you something? Okay.
Yes.
Sorry. Some psychics have said that I'm, like, getting on my life path if I stay with him, that I've outgrown him.
I guess I disagree. I think that there's good and bad parts with you guys being together, and I feel that I'm a little bit different than other psychics, which is, and I don't think some psychics realize this, that you really create your life the way you want it to be. And if you want it to be, him to be in there and you want it to be a happy relationship, I think that you need to make a few changes. I think you need to stop taking some things personally. And I think that you need to be a little bit lighter in the relationship because I think that that tends to set the tone. And I think you need to kind of roll with the punches and just move on with it and just enjoy it for what it is. And don't put a lot of pressure on it because you're worried because it's been going up and down. Just enjoy the upswing. And then I think that you need to add in with that just taking care of yourself and maybe pursuing some things that you want to pursue and not it be an if or and, him or this. I just don't feel that that can affect your life path unless you let it. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, because that's what scared me. Yeah.
No, I mean, that's ridiculous. The only time that, you know, that it would affect your life path, and let's just put it this way, there's several ways to take your life path. Just because you're heading on your life path, you can take road A, B, or C and still get to your destination. It's just the way that you go about doing it. I am not feeling anything that is detrimental to your future in this relationship, and I think that when you guys are good, it's really good. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think that it can be healthy, and there's times when it has been healthy, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I think that you guys need to learn communication, and I think that you in particular, and I'm not picking on you, but I think that you need to just let some stuff in the past go. Does that make sense?
Okay, yes.
Okay,
so
if you're going to be in this
relationship. Go ahead.
Well, if you're going to stay in this relationship, it's important for you to let some of the things in the past go. You just have to. It's the fact of the matter in order to enjoy what you're moving forward with.
Okay. Is he going to become more spiritual?
I don't know if he will or not. That shouldn't matter to you one way or the other. It really shouldn't. I mean, I'm incredibly spiritual. See, these are the things. You don't put all these expectations on your husband for what you want him to be as far as the perfect person. Enjoy the qualities that he has that are very complimentary to you. He has some really good qualities in him. You know, I feel like he's respectful of you. I feel like he has potential to do well as far as trying to pull his own weight financially. I feel that there's a lot of things that he has that he's potentially good with family members. I think that those are really good qualities that are important to you. And those are the ones that you need to see and adore. Don't try to make him something he's not because you're trying to fit him in a box. Do you see what I mean? Enjoy the qualities that he has. And stop thinking about all that other stuff. That's really a good thing that you brought up because that's important too, and people do that all the time. And my husband, is my husband incredibly spiritual? Look who he's married to. We've been married for 20-some years. Yes, he's spiritual, not like me, not even close, but that balances me out and that works.
Okay, that's good to hear. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
I mean, it's
thank
just,
you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And, you know, like I said, I can almost feel you getting completely lighter just from that conversation. Just let it go.
Yeah,
let the past go and let him be who he is. And I think that as long as you stop putting so much expectation on the relationship and him and all this stuff, you'll be good. And and you always have control over your past. Don't ever let anybody tell you you don't. And even if I see, you know, as a sidekick, if I see people heading down a path, I'll just tell them this one's going to be rougher for you, but you're still getting there. Here's what I see that you can do to make it easier for you, and here's why, you know, but I just don't see that happening with you. And for you in particular, you definitely should check out my blog. Because I have a lot of great articles on there that would probably pertain to this. I have more that are coming out soon. And I think that it'd be something that you would enjoy following. And that's that, it's, jenniferopsychic.blogspot.com.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, it's Jennifer O as in orange psychic.
Okay.
And all one word, Jennifer O psychic, dot blogspot, like blog and a spot, .com.
Okay.
And you can find it off my
you.
Facebook, too, if you're friends with me on Facebook. But, yeah, totally check that out because I think that you're going to find a lot of articles on there that you're really going to enjoy. And I think you're going to enjoy up-and-coming ones. And just enjoy it. Lighten up a little bit. You're good.
Yeah, I will. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we had some really great calls today. We got a little sidetracked from what was happening with this flurry of undirected energy. So that being said, I just want to let everybody know that on my Facebook page, and you can find me by typing in Jennifer O'Neill or going to my webpage, which is Jennifer O Psychic. Or my soul-dna.com, jenniferopsychic.com. On the bottom of either of those pages, on the front page, is my Facebook button, Twitter, all that kind of stuff. And so all you need to do is go to the bottom of that page, click on my Facebook button, or actually my blog's on there as well. But if you go to there, click on the Facebook button, on my Facebook there will be, and on my blog, either one of them, there's going to be a little player where you can find the replay of the webinar that I just did on this so that I go into a lot more detail on how to balance out your third chakra, what threw it all out of whack for everybody, why did it happen across the board, why is it important. You know, I go into a lot of stuff, and people really, really enjoyed that. They got a tremendous amount of information out of that. So I've actually had to repost that, and I think it's something that you guys will find a lot of value in. The other thing is, if in Hawaii, I have an up-and-coming workshop coming up on dreams, consciousness, and chakras, so you definitely want to email me with that, Jennifer@jenniferopsychic.com. And I will be in Portland, Oregon, coming up in the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo. I believe that's November 5th and 6th. I can't remember exactly, but that is that weekend, first weekend in November. And I will be in the Midwest in South Dakota on the 13th doing something as well. So if you want to know about any of that stuff, again, email me, join my Facebook, go on my blog from my two websites. You should check out my book, Soul DNA. You can find that on my website, soul-dna.com or amazon.com. And until next time, enjoy your week, and aloha from Hawaii.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Introducing Instagram Teen Accounts, a new way to keep your teens safer as they grow, like making sure they've got the right gear for riding.
Knee pads.
Check.
And helmet.
Done. See ya, Dad.
New Instagram Teen Accounts, automatic protections for who can contact your teen and the content they can see.